Philippian letter of the Apostle Paul.
请我们打开腓立比书,
Philippians chapter 3,
第三章,
1 verse, verse 10,
第十节,
that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, becoming conformable unto his death.
使我认识基督, 晓得他复活的大能, 并晓得和他一同受苦, 效法他的死。
And then Ephesians chapter 1,
以弗所书第一章,
from verse 15,
15节开始,
for this cause I also, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which is among you, and the love which ye show toward all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to that working of the strength of his might, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and made him to sit at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him to be head of all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all.
15节，因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父， 将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照着他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边， 远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但今世的，连来世也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。Shall
we have a further word of prayer?
让我们有点祷告。
Beloved Lord, how glad we are that we're found in your presence.
亲爱的主，我们何等的喜乐能够在你自己的面前。
And Lord, we want to ask that you will meet us this evening.
我们求你今天晚上与我们相会。
Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit be at work in the whole of this time.
我们求圣灵在这整个的时间做你要做的工作。
Many of us may know the truth, but Lord, we pray that it may come home to us with fresh clarity and power.
在座我们很多的人好像知道了真理，可是主，我们今天晚上我们祷告，求你让这所有的真理成为我们的实际。
Lord, let your resurrection life and power swallow up everything this evening.
求你自己复活的生命今天晚上吞灭一切的死亡。
Open the eyes of our hearts. Touch us at the very center of our being.
摸到我们整个人的深处。
It has always pleased you, Lord, to make your power known in weakness.
主，你乐意彰显你的能力在软弱的人身上。
We are all weak people.
我们都是软弱的一群。
Lord, let your power be manifested this night.
求主今天晚上将你的大能显明在我们中间。
We thank you, Lord, you have said about the ministry of your word that it is death in those who minister and life in those to whom the word is ministered.
主，你也应许我们生在我们身上、死在我们身上发动，生就在别人能身上能够发动。
So let it be, Lord.
主，我们但愿成功在今天晚上。
We thank you for the anointing, grace and power which is ours in the Lord Jesus.
我们感谢你这圣灵高油的能力在基督里成为我们的
And which the Holy Spirit makes a glorious reality.
求主把今天这一个属灵的实际做在我们每一个人身上。
Into that anointing, grace and power, we stand by faith.
我们凭着信站在这个圣灵的能力高油中。
For both the speaking of your word, the translating of your word, and the hearing of your word.
为说话的、翻译的与每一位听话的都得着这样的能力。
We ask all this in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们乃是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的尊名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I think you all know, by the way, this evening is the first time I can see you all.
I
think they've put the lights up. Only the first two rows. I can't see them tonight.
前排反而看不见了。
Now I can see everybody who falls asleep.
谁打瞌睡我今天看得清清楚楚。
That's why I wanted the lights to come up.
所以我求他们把灯开了。
You must all know now that my responsibility in these times has been knowing Christ in his resurrection.
我这次大会的责任是把认识基督在他的复活的生命上。
And I am not going to go over what we have said the last two evenings.
我不再把昨天前天的信息重复了。
Or we will not have time to cover what I believe we need to this evening.
否则我就没有时间讲今天晚上我负担要交通的。
I want to talk about the church.
今天晚上我要交通教会。
The church is found only in the resurrection life and power of the Lord Jesus.
教会只能产生在耶稣基督复活的生命与他的大能上面。
In that glorious resurrection life of the Lord Jesus,
在那一个荣耀的复活生命中
a new man has been produced.
一个新人被创造出来
a new man has been born.
一个新的人诞生了。
It is wholly within the life of the Lord Jesus.
这个新人完全是因着耶稣基督的生命。
And it is an amazing fact that everything about the life of the church should be life and resurrection power.
每一件在这个教会中的 事情必须是耶稣基督的生命他复活的大能
Supremely the church is the witness in the world to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus
神也让教会在地上为这一个复活的生命与大能来做见证
The church cannot be put together by man
教会不是人的手所能够建起来的。
Although men have been always trying to put her together.
虽然人屡次的尝试想要用人的手来建教会。
The church cannot be set up by human beings.
人没有办法来设立一个教会。
Although even saved human beings are all the time trying to set up churches.
我们可以看到许多的得救的基督徒也做这样的尝试。
The church can only be born of God.
教会只有是从神生的才是。
It is planted by the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵来栽种出来的。
It is something alive.
是一个活的有机体。
Something organic.
是个有机体。
It is something beyond the capability of man.
是超过人力所能为
even biblically knowledgeable man
甚至这些人是一个非常有圣经知识的人也没有办法
even theologically correct man
或者说是一个神学上正确的人也没有办法做到
the church is something found within the resurrection life and power of the Lord Jesus
教会是在基督的复活生命与大能里面产生的
where is he tonight?
他在哪里?
At this very moment,
在这个时候,
he is at the right hand of God.
他在父神的右边。
It is the Holy Spirit that makes that resurrection life and power a reality in human beings.
所以一切都是借着圣灵今天坐在每一个人的身上成为一个实际。
Then we discover one another in the Lord.
然后我们能够在主里彼此发现。
Then we are committed to Christ crucified in one another.
然后我们在彼此里头找到我们定与基督同定十字架的。
That is the way the church is born.
这样我们才能够真正看见教会的诞生。
I am very well aware that only the Holy Spirit can open the eyes of our hearts on this matter.
我实在的相信这件事情只有圣灵能够开我们的眼睛，让我们真的看见。
The great mistake of church history.
在教会历史上最大的错误。
We see it on every page.
我们几乎在每一页上都看到。
And we see it today.
我们今天还看到。
All around us.
在我们的四周都看见。
In every country.
每一个国家。
Is what I call Old Testament Christianity.
我所谓的旧约的基督教。
Now don't get me wrong.
不要听错了。
My Bible consists of an Old Testament and a New Testament.
我的圣经有旧约也有新约。
I do not have a Bible that consists of 27 books.
我的圣经不是只有27本。
My Bible consists of 66 books.
我的圣经有66卷。
Nor do I think the New Testament is superior to the Old Testament.
我也并不认为新约比旧约更高明。
That is humanistic nonsense.
这是人文主义的废话。
I cannot believe that something given to us by the Holy Spirit 2,000 years ago is more inspired than what He gave to us 4,000 years ago.
圣灵给我们2000年前给我们的启示，跟4000年前给我们的启示。
If God spoke,
如果是神启示
，4,000 years ago,
4000年前
，5,000 years,
5000年前
，6,000 years,
6000年前。
2,000 years ago.
2,000 年前。
If God spoke,
如果是神说话
it is God's word.
这都是神自己的话。
And it must be authoritative.
这里面有它的权威性，是灵感的。
Practical,
是实际的。
And relevant.
而且是有效的。
And that in all its parts.
在它的整体，是整体的。
From Genesis to Revelation.
从创世纪一直到启示录。
But nevertheless,There is a very real difference in the New Covenant and the Old Covenant.
但是在新约与旧约之间是有很大的区别。
In the Old Covenant, it was all special places, sacred places, special people, sacred people.
在旧约里面你看到有圣地、特圣民。特别的地方，特别的这个人物
，special buildings，
然后特别的建筑物
，sacred building，
或者圣殿
，that is what I call Old Testament Christianity。
那些就是所谓的旧约的基督教。
Of course, if we're born of God，
我们都是从神生的。
We're going to have to meet somewhere。
我们是需要一个地方聚会。
We don't. We are, of course, meeting in Christ。
我们都在基督里面。
On the foundation of Christ.
我们也在这个基督的基础上。
In the heavenly places.
我们在坐在天上。
We believers are extraordinary people.
我们是特殊的一群。
We are on the earth.
我们虽然在地上。
And at the same time in heavenly places.
但是同时又在天上。
The only people in the world.
这里是独有的一群在这个世界。
Who can be in the two places at once.
我们同时在两个层次上。
Isn't that amazing?
是很稀奇吗？
And the church.
教会
is also on earth,
也在地上。
And I'm talking about the church on earth,
是地上的教会。
On earth, but it's in the heavenlies.
但是教会也有。
And at the same time, now is that too much for you to understand?
这是不是太难懂了
？I mean, of course we have to meet together, so there must be a place we meet.
我们需要聚集在一起，需要个地方来聚会。
It may be a hall.
可能在家
maybe a school,
或在学校
maybe a home,
或在家里
it may be some other building,
或者在一个特殊的房子里
I mean, the point is this. There is a vast difference between something that is an organization attached to a particular place and building with particular people running it.
今天我们所要注意的就是我们常常把一群的人 跟一个组织，跟一个建筑物，跟一个特殊的教训拉在一起。
May the good Lord help me. It is no easy matter to explain this.
这个很不容易解释。
But really, so much of the church is in the same area as the synagogue in the old and the temple in the old covenant.
今天我们许多所谓的教会观念跟旧约里面的这些圣殿的观念以物质的眼光来看相似。
Let me try to explain.
让我来解释它。
Do you remember that before Pentecost,
在这个五旬节之前
,120 born-again believers met in an upper room in Jerusalem.
有120个圣徒在一个马可的楼上聚会。
Yeah, you remember that?
记得吗？
They were all there.
他们都在那里。
The apostles were there.
这些使徒们在
那里。Mary, the mother of our Lord, was there.
耶稣的母亲玛利亚也在那里。
His brothers were there.
他的兄弟也在那里。
It's amazing. They were all 120.
总共120个人。
120 born-again believers.
120个重生得救的基督徒。
They were absolutely sound in doctrine.
他们的这个信仰绝对正确。
They believed in the authority of the 39 books of the Old Covenant.
他们相信39卷旧约每一卷的圣经。
There was no New Testament.
那个时候没有新约圣经。
It was in the making.
正在产生中。
They believed in the authority, relevance, and inspiration of those 39 books.
他们相信这个圣经的权威性。
They had absolute faith in the Lord Jesus.
他们对主耶稣有绝对的信心。
In his virgin birth.
相信他是童女。
In his sinlessness,
是他无罪的。
In his messiahship,
相信他是弥赛亚。
In his atoning death,
相信他的赎罪。
In his burial,
相信他的埋葬。
In his resurrection on the third day,
相信他第三天从死里复活。
And of course, in his ascension,
也相信他的升天。
They had been witnesses,
因为他们是证人。
They actually, with their eyes, had seen much of what had happened.
这一切发生都是用他们双眼亲自看见的。
They were clear about the Lord Jesus.
他们对耶稣基督的认识非常明亮。
They had pure doctrine.
他们有纯正的教训。
Absolute faith in the risen, glorified Messiah.
他们有绝对的信心对这位升天的基督。
Absolute trust in the Word of God, its authority and inspiration.
对圣经的相信也绝对毫无疑问。
And even more remarkable.
更稀奇。
They were absolutely one.
他们是绝对合一的。
That is always an amazing thing when believers are one, even for a few weeks.
这些人能够在主里合而为一，甚至只有几个星期，也是一件神迹奇事。
They were there with one accord.
他们同心合一。
No dissenting voice.
他们在那里没有一个人有第二个声音。
This is incredible for Jews.
对犹太人这简直是不可思议。
I don't know about Chinese, but I do know about Jews.
我不知道中国人是不是这样子，犹太人一定是这个样子。
And it's very hard to ever get Jews to really be together.
要所有的犹太人能够在一起同心合一，这很稀奇的。
It is David Ben-Gurion, the first Prime Minister of Israel, said when asked, what is it like to be Prime Minister of Israel?
他们以色列第一任的总理。Ben-Gurion 他被问的时候说你做总理什么感觉啊
He said it is like being prime minister of 3 million prime ministers.
他讲我这个做总理好像在300万个总理中间来做总理。
Here we have 120 born-again believers.
那一天晚上有120个重生得救基督徒。
Pure doctrine.
是纯正的信仰。
Absolute trust in the Word of God.
对圣经毫无疑问。
Faith in the Lord Jesus.
有对主耶稣有绝对的相信。
Actually, he himself had been teaching them.
这些都是耶稣亲自教导的学生。
And opening their understanding to the things concerning the kingdom of God.
而且主亲自把他们心眼打开，认识什么是神的国。
Now here's my question.
这里是我的问题。
Wouldn't you call that a perfect church?
你会不会觉得那是一个完美的教会
Isn't that the kind of church we all long for?
是不是我们梦寐以求的那个美的
教会呢 Now, There's something more.
还有
They met together with fasting and prayer.
他们禁食祷告。
I wonder how many assemblies here ever fast and pray.
我不知道在我们中间的教会有多少是常有禁食祷告。
I mean, this is an exceptional congregation.
这一群实在是一个非常特殊的一群。
If the whole of San Francisco, everything called by the name church, was such an assembly, we would be thrilled.
如果在旧金山这个地区所有被称为教会的都像这个样子的话，那我们要高兴死了。
But the Lord Jesus said,
但是主耶稣说什么呢？
You must wait.
你要等。
Till the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
等应许的圣灵降临在你们身上。
Let me put it another way.
另外一个方式表达。
It is almost as if the Lord Jesus was afraid.
好像主耶稣害怕。
They will get up and start these congregations everywhere.
害怕他们马上起来就建教会了。
They're so full of zeal.
这些人都有很大的热心。
So full of faith.
充满信心。
They are so devoted.
他们是这样的摆上。
They'll get up and they'll start congregations all over the place.
他们如果出去的话，马上各地设立教会。
They'll all be born again believers.
都是重生得救的基督徒。
Trust in the word of God.
他们相信圣经。
Faith in the Lord Jesus.
对主也绝对相信。
But he said, wait.
但是主却对他们说，等。
Wait until the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
要等到圣灵降临在你们身上。
On that day of Pentecost,
等到五旬节那一天
when the Lord Jesus received the promised Holy Spirit,
我们的主得着那应许的圣灵
and poured him out,
然后就倾倒下来
the 120 units,
本来是120个单元
the 120 individuals,
那120个个体
of a perfect congregation,
是一个非常完美的群众
became 120 members 120 limbs of a body
然后在五旬节就变成了120个肢体是一个身体上的肢体
It is a dimensional difference
这是一个另外一个在另外一个境界里头
Let me put it another way. A congregation, however perfect and sound, can be organized.
不管在这个地上有怎么样完美的一群人可以把它组织起来
And it can be organized like any human or social club.
你可以组织他们就像这个地上任何的一个组织在这个世界
But the other
但是另外一面呢
It's something that cannot be organized by man.
确实不是人的手能够把它组织起来的一个东西。
The organization is within the resurrection life of its risen head.
这一群人的组织，他的是在这一个耶稣基督生命里面与生俱来的。
It is the Holy Spirit that produces the ministry.
这一件事情是圣灵自己把它做出来的。
It is the Holy Spirit who gifts.
这个圣灵把恩赐赐给这个每一个肢体
It is the Holy Spirit that enables the members to function
而是圣灵自己加添能力让每一个肢体来尽功能
And only in relation to a head that cannot be seen
他们都是连于这个看不见的元首基督
Dear brothers and sisters
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Do you follow me?
听得懂吗
A congregation can be put together.
一群人的组织靠着人的手可以把它组织起来
A congregation can be set up.
可以把它设立
To use a peculiarly American term.
用美国话来讲
A church like this can be got off the ground.
在这样的 一群人可以把它组织起来然后起飞
Actually, it never gets off the ground
但实际上从来没飞过
It is something that belongs to the earth, to this earth
因为这是属地的一样东西
Now, I I don't know how to use any other word, but dimension.
That's fine.
The body of Christ is in another dimension.
这个另外一个空间，一个度，一个空间，一个度，这样没有。
Good.
三度空间，这是另外一个空间。
Did you understand that?、
Yeah.
You have to break the spiritual sound barrier to be in that dimension.
你要进入那一个空间的时候，你要突破，要突破这个声音的限制。
That's the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
那是指着耶稣基督的复活来说。
It is the breaking of a spiritual sound barrier.
这一个就是一个属灵的声音的线大线，对，就是在复活的境界。
There was nothing wrong with the temple.
圣殿没问题。
Or the tabernacle.
或者圣墓也没有问题。
Or even the synagogue.
Or the
synagogue.
犹太人的会堂也没有问题。
In the old covenant.
在旧约的系统下。
But in the new.
但是到新约的时候。
It is something beyond man's capability.
就来到人无法做的一个境界里头。
Beyond his power.
是超过人能力范围。
It is something that only the Holy Spirit can do.
只有圣灵能做到这件事。
Now someone says to me, "Well, now this is ridiculous."
那有的人就说你这个太荒谬。
We are human beings.
我们是人呢。
Do you mean to tell me that we've all got to sit around till somebody somehow mystically God does something?
你说我们这些人就坐在这里，然后神会神迹一样的做了一些神
Not at all.
戏吗
？No.
不是这个意思。
I'm saying this.
我乃是意思
That's where there are two or three born again believers.
就是说只要有两三个人重生得救的人
And they come together on the foundation of the Lord Jesus.
他们来到根据耶稣基督这个根基上
And refuse to reject any other born again believer who has been received by Christ.
而他们不拒绝任何一个被耶稣基督所接纳的肢体
You have the beginning.
这就是一个开始
But until there comesby the Spirit of God, a committal to Christ in one another, the church cannot be born by the Holy Spirit.
这一群人必须对主有一个委身，对彼此之间也有一个委身，除非有这样的委身，神的灵不能做什么事。
You can only have an Old Testament Christianity.
如果不是圣灵，你只能有一个旧约的基督教。
Has that puzzled me? Has it confused you all?
我是不是越讲你们越糊涂了？
Let me look at this from another angle.
我再换一个角度来看。
Have you ever noticed a remarkable thing in the Gospel of John?
在约翰福音里面，我不知道大家有没有发现。
In John's Gospel, chapter 15,
十五章
I'm going to read just a few verses.
我要读几节圣经。
I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培人。
Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away.And every branch that beareth fruit, he cleanseth it, that it may bear more fruit.
凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
Already ye are clean because of the word which I have spoken unto you.
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
Abide in me, and I in you.As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, so neither can ye except ye abide in me.
你要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。
I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same beareth much fruit, for apart from me, he can do nothing.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Now, I am neither a scientist nor a mathematician.
我既不是一个科学家，也不是一个数学家。
I hated mathematics.
我最恨就是数学。
But I do know one thing.
但是我知道一件事。
Nothing is nothing.
零还是零。
It doesn't matter how many times you multiply naught, it equals naught.
不管你多乘多少次，零还是零。
Jesus said, apart from me, ye can do nothing.
耶稣说，离了我，你们什么也不能做。
It doesn't matter how much biblical knowledge you have.
我不管你有多少圣经的知识。
It doesn't even matter how clear you are on church principles.
也不管你对教会的原则认识有多少。
It is up here.
如果都在只是在你的脑袋里。
Apart from the Lord Jesus, you can do nothing.
离了主，你什么也不能做。
The vine has always been a symbol of the chosen people of God.
葡萄树在圣经里面一直预表神的选民。
Always.
经常是如此。
Josephus tells us,
这个历史家Josephus 这样说,
that one of the great wonders of the world in his day,
在他的日子里头这个世界上的这个奇妙的事,
was to be seen in the temple.It was in the temple. It was seen.
在圣殿里头。
It was a great filigree, gold, pure gold vine.
在圣殿里面有这一个纯金的葡萄树。
He said it went up in the porch before you went into the holy place.
他在这个走廊里面一直延伸到圣所。
It was all.Worked in pure gold.
是整个是一个纯金的
branches, leaves, tendrils, fruit.
有这个每一个葡萄枝的树枝，有这个葡萄叶，有葡萄的须须，还有葡萄果子。
Jesus said, I am.The vine.
耶稣说，我是葡萄树。
Now, how could he say, I am the people of God?
他怎么能说我就是神的选民呢？
I mean, the Lord Jesus was always saying extraordinary things.
主常常讲一些很惊人之语。
I am the bread of life.
我是生命的粮。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我是道路、真理、生命。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我是复活生命。
I am the door.
我是门。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
So some of these are difficult to understand. Others are very easy.
有的容易了解，有的很难了解。
How do you eat him?
你怎么样吃主？
I mean, it was a puzzle to them.
这个听起来不能懂。
I am the bread of life.
我是生命的粮。
He that eateth me shall live forever.
凡吃我的就要永远活着。
It's no wonder some of them thought, I never heard anything like this.
那些听见的人说，我从来没听过这么古怪的话。
There's something queer.
神经有问题。
When he said, I'm a good shepherd, it's understandable. If he said, I am the door, a little bit puzzling, but it's understandable.
他说我是好牧人，大家都会懂。他说我如果是一个门的话，有的人懂，有的人不懂。
But when he said, I am the true vine, and then made it perfectly clear, abide in me, and I in you.
然后他说我是真葡萄树，住在我里面，我也住在你里面。
I am the vine,
我是真葡萄树。
You are the branches,
你们是枝子。
Now, Some of you may have seen Italian vines.
可能有人看过意大利的葡萄树。
They have quite a kind of a trunk.
它的那个树干有点特别。
And then out come the branches.
然后就有一个枝。
Then we understand. He is the trunk. We are the branches.
所以我们的理解就是说，他是那个主干，我们是那个主干旁边的枝子。
But Jesus never said that.
但是不是耶稣说的。
He could have said, I'm the trunk, you are the branches. That's absolutely explicable.
如果耶稣就是说我是 主干，你们是旁枝，那也可以懂。
He said, I am the vine.
但是他说我是葡萄树。
The root.
我是根。
The trunk.
我是主干。
The branches.
我是枝子。
The leaves.
叶子。
The tendrils.
还有絮絮。
The blossom.
还有
花。And the fruit.
还有果子。
I am the total vine.
我是整个的葡萄树。
I am everything that the vine is.
我是整个葡萄树从头到尾。
And you are in me.
你就在我里头。
Not the total.
你不是全部。
You are branches.
你是中间的一个分支。
You're in me.
你在我里头。
Abide in me.
你要住在我里面。
I in you.
我就住在你里面。
For apart from me, you can do nothing.
离了我，你们什么也不能做。
Now, there is, I don't want to get into a controversy over this matter.
我不要把它弄太玄了。
There's one very good thing about the old King James Version.
在这个钦定本的英文本很好的翻译。
It uses very old language.
它用老英文。
And when it says thou, it means an individual.
你这个 thou.
I don't know how you're going to put this in Chinese, but never mind. Thou or thee, that's an individual.
这个都是单数的你。
You.Is plural.
但是英文这个版本讲到 you 这个字的是你们。
We normally understand this declaration of the Lord Jesus in completely personal terms.
我们平常当主用这些话语的时候，我们都能够很清楚的明白，用这个钦定本的方式表达。
He is the vine.
他是葡萄树。
I am a branch.
我是
I am in him.
我在主里头。
And he is in me.
他在我里面。
And in this way we bear fruit.
那我们就在结果子。
But the Lord was talking about the people of God.
但是主在这里是指的神的百姓。
That's why they put that golden vine on the entrance of the temple.
所以犹太人把那个金葡萄树放在这个圣殿的进门。
It had something to do with the dwelling place of God.
这个跟神的家有关系的
，something to do with the habitation of God，
神住在这个地方
，something to do with the home of God，
跟神的家有关系。
Let's put it in another way，
用另外方式表达。
The Lord Jesus is far too great to be contained in one born again believer.
我们的主是这样的丰富，在一个基督徒身上没有办法盛装他的丰富。
He needs all of us.
他需要所有的基督徒。
He is the vine.
他是葡萄树。
We are branches.
我们是枝子。
He says, "Abide in me."
住在我里面。
And I in you.
我住在你里头。
Now, the church is the vine.
教会是葡萄树。
And once again, we discover something tremendous.
我们有一个新的发现。
It is not something impersonal.
这个不是不跟人发生关系。
It is not just a collection of individuals.
这不是一个个体。
Born again and sound.
是这些人可能是重生，也是很健全的基督徒。
It is in some amazing way an incorporation of every born again believer.Into Christ.
是神把我们这每一个基督徒把它放在这一个有机体的里头。
Oh dear, do you find it all too much this evening? I don't see you asleep at present. I'm glad. I don't know about the two rows in the front here. They may be fast asleep.
我知道所有在光明中的都没有睡觉，前面两行很难讲。
Okay. Let's come back to this.Matthew chapter 18 and verse 20. You've heard this. Even if you're the youngest believer in this place, you must have heard this. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
马太十八章里面有一节话说，地上只要有两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在他们中间。
What does the Lord mean?
耶稣到底在讲什么？
First of all, there is one little tiny word at the beginning. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst.
这个十八章二十节的前面开始的时候，因为有这么一个介系词。
The general idea is we've got a few believers.
我们这里有一群有很少的几个基督徒。
We're gathering in the name of the Lord. We don't understand what that phrase in the name means, but nevertheless, we're gathering in the name of the Lord.
我们就奉主的名聚会，我们懂也不好，不懂也无所谓。
And therefore, the Lord is here in the midst of us.
所以主就在我们中间。
But it means far more than that.
但实际上的意义比这个还深。
What it means is this.
它真正的意思。
Those two or three believers.
这两三个基督徒。
Are gathered. The Greek is a preposition of motion. Into the name.
进入这个名。
That is, they are somehow incorporated in such a way that they can speak to the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus.
也就是说，主把他们这样的放在紧密的放在一起，跟神发生一个关系，他们可以在这个名里面祷告。
Let me explain it another way.
我用另外一个方法再解释。
Look, you see me. I know you don't. It's about much better for you to look at John. Here am I.
我站在这里。
This is my body.
这是我的身体。
This is my head.
这是我的头。
You got it? Now is there another name for this part of it?
是不是有另外一个名？这个上面的名字跟下面的名字是不是不一样？是同一个名。
There's only one name.
只有一个名。
Lance Lambert.
Lance Lambert.
That's the name of the head, and my whole body shares that name.
我这个头的名字叫 Lance Lambert， 我的全身也叫 Lance Lambert。
And here is Jonathan Pong.
这里是一个 Jonathan Pong。
He has fingers, just like mine, but his fingers cannot speak in the name of Lance Lambert.
他的手指，我的手指不能够用他的名字。
Now he has very nice fingers. Look, but those fingers of his cannot meet in the name of Lance Lambert. They can only meet in the name of Jonathan Pong.
这几个手只能用我的名来聚，不能用他的名来聚集。
He has feet.
我也有脚。
Yes, two feet.
两只脚，
hands,
两个手。
He has a nose.He
has an ear. 也有鼻子，也有耳朵，也有眼睛。
All these parts, limbs, members, are part of the fellowship of Jonathan Pong.
这所有身上的零配件都是在洪仲平这个名字里面聚集的。
Yet his fingers live in the name of Jonathan Pong.
这个手指是在洪仲平这个名里面聚集。
His fingers, his hands work in the name of Jonathan Pong.
也因着这个名而做工。
His feet walk in the name of Jonathan Pong.
也因他的脚因着这个名而走路。
And when the members of his body call upon the head, they call upon the head in the name of Jonathan Pong.
然后里面如果要聚会的话，也是这样奉洪仲平的名聚会。
Is it too much for you?
这是不是太多了？
Listen carefully.
要注意听啊。
If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask of my Father who is in heaven, it shall be given them.
若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意求什么，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst.
只要有两三个人就可以。
That is, we don't agree to agree.
我们同意不同意。
That is a false understanding.
这是错的一个认识。
It is rather that we are agreed by the Holy Spirit.
我们是靠着圣灵来同意的。
The word in Greek is symphonio, from which we get the English word symphony.
这个同心合意这个字在原文的意思是跟交响乐团这个字只是一个字。
We are symphonized.
我们好像一个交响乐团演奏在配在一起。
We are harmonized.
我们和谐在一起。
What the head wants is transmitted by the Holy Spirit to the members of the body.
头所愿望的借着圣灵传递到整个的身体每一个肢体上。
And they act.
然后他们有行动，然后就以头的名来行动。
They fulfill.The will of God.
这样他就应验了。
In the name of the head.
因着主的名来应验主的旨意。
They stand and withstand, and having done all, stand in the name of the head.
他们就奉着这个头的名为主站立站住。
Oh, do you begin? Does it begin to dawn on you something tonight? I hope so.
我希望我解释来解释去，你们有一个清楚的认识。
Oh, what a wonderful thing it is when a church, a gathering of born again believers is filled with resurrection life and power.
如果所有的基督徒今天被主耶稣复活的生命与大能所充满的时候，这是一个何等稀奇的一件事情。
Beloved brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
our assemblies, I'm not talking about particular ones, our assemblies are sometimes the most boring places on earth.
我们常常发现我们的聚会是全世界最枯燥的一种聚会。
They are like old steam engines trying to get up a mountain.
好像一个老的火车头要爬山一样，没气了。
There's no power.
没有力量。
There's no life.
没有生命。
Sometimes when people pray, they go. You can't even hear them.
有的时候祷告，你听都听不见他讲什么。
What's the point of a prayer time when we can't hear one another?
如果祷告彼此听不见，这个祷告有什么意义？
Well, God hears them, yes, but then they might as well go home and pray by their bed.
神听得见就好，那你回家祷告好了，何必在这个中间祷告呢？
How can I say amen to something I can't even hear?
如果祷告我都听不见，我怎么说 amen 呢？
But it's because we're so afraid.
因为我们每个人吓死了。
We feel somehow unworthy.
我们不配祷告。
Insignificant.
我不重要，不需要祷告。
No way to pray.
我是什么人，怎么可以祷告呢？
Oh, how tremendous it is when the resurrection life and power of the Lord Jesus courses through the members of the body.
所以，如果是主大能复活的生命充满在每一个肢体里头，这个聚会是何等的丰富呢？
And then we stand against the wiles of the devil.
然后我们重新站在这里来抵抗仇敌的工作。
Withstand in the evil day.
在这一个邪恶的时代，我们能够重新来做见证。
And having done all, we stand.
我们所有的战争打完，还能够站住为主。
Now, let me come again at it from another angle.
我再换一个角度说。
There is a term.Used of the church, which is only used in the New Testament.
有一个词汇只有在新约里面来使用的词汇。
Head and body,
就是头与身体。
Ephesians chapter 1,
以弗所书第一章
and verse 22.
22节
and God put all things in subjection under his feet, that is Jesus' feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all.
就将万有附在他的脚下，是他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体。
Do you notice that? Head over all things to the church, which is his body.
这里说到使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体。
Chapter 1, verse 18 of Colossians.
哥罗西书一章十八节。
He is the head of the body, the church.
这里说到，他也是为他也是教会之全体之首。
Now the problem is that so many believers, Christians, look upon Jesus as head, as if he is the head of a university, the head of a hospital, the head of a school, the head of a government.
很多的基督徒今天读了这段经文的时候，他们所了解的基督为元首的，就好像他是一个医院的头，或者一个学校的头，或者是一个政府机关的头。
We are the staff.
我们是他的幕僚。
He is the principal.
他是校长。
We are the student body.He is the director or whatever.
我们是学生会的一群，他是这个学校的校长。
We are here.
我们在这里。
He is there.
他在那边。
That is not how the Holy Spirit has introduced this term in the New Testament.
但是这不是圣灵启示保罗写新约的那个意思。
It is as head and body.
它是指着一个身体的头与身体。
Let me say what I've said many times.
我讲这个讲了好多次了。
You've never seen a living headless body.
你绝对没有看过一个活的身体没有头的。
You have never seen a living bodiless head.
你也从来没有看过一个活的头却没有身体的。
The whole meaning of this term is that head and body are together.
整个这里所讲的是头与身体是一件事。
Of course it is true the Lord Jesus exists apart from us.
是今天好像主跟我们好像不在一起。
Of course.
是。
We will never devalue his divinity.
我们从来不要把耶稣的神性去。
But this picture is to illustrate something.
这个图告诉我们一个重要的真理。
The church is an organic union.
教会是一个有机的联合。
The church is a living organism.
教会是一个活的有机体。
It can only function when the head and the body are together.
它要进功用的时候，头与这个身体必须是在一起。
The moment you alienate the head,
什么时候你把头取消了
，the body is paralyzed.
那整个的身体就不动弹不得。
The moment you divorce the head,
你把头把它割除了
，the body begins to die.
这个身体也就死亡了。
This is an amazing picture.
这是一个了不得的图画。
This body was produced by the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost.
这个身体是圣灵在五旬节那天产生的。
Now again, there is something remarkable.Because the emphasis is always on the head.
而整个的重点是在头。
In other words, if you want an example, Colossians, which we just looked at, but chapter 2, verse 19, not holding fast the head, from whom all the body, being supplied and knit together to the joints and bands, increaseth with the increase of God.
你看哥罗西书二章十九节说不持定元首，全身既然靠着他精节得以相助联络，就因着神大得长进。
In other words, the body can only really discover itself when it discovers its Lord.
换言之，身体怎么样能够认识自己，就是他什么时候认识基督，他才能够认识自己。
Now, let me put it another way.
我用个方法表达。
The church only functions when she is in living union with her head.
也就是说，身体能够真正的尽功能的时候，是它跟头完全合而为一，才能够
Look at Ephesians,
尽功能。
Chapter 4,
以弗所四章。
And verse 15.But speaking truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, even Christ, from whom all the body, fitly framed and knit together, to that which every joint supplies, according to the working in due measure of each several part, maketh the increase of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
凡是长进连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，各照个体的功用，彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Dear brother, dear sister,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，It's only as you grow up into Christ as head that you discover the body.
只有我们长大发现这位头，基督是我们的头的时候，我们才懂什么叫做身体。
What an interesting term, grow up into Him in all things.
这里讲到在基督里面长大到这样身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己，是在基督里长进的结果。
This is a corporate thing.
这是一个团体的工作。
I'm growing up into him as head. You are growing up into him as head. He's growing up into him who is head. Then we discover one another.
我们 是每一个人都有他的责任，要在基督里面长大成人，然后我们能够认识什么是教会身体。
You see, well, let me put it yet another way. The church is a living organism.
教会是一个活的有机体。
When it is in living union with its head,
它必须跟这个头是活生生的连接。
Nothing is impossible.
就没有什么不可能的。
It will turn the world upside down.
可以把这个世界当颠倒过来。
It will have such an impact even upon fallen human society.
它对
direction of nations can be changed.
可以改变一个整个国家的方向都可以。
When the church is where it ought to be.
当教会在它的该有的地位上的时候。
When it becomes an organization.
但是如果变成一个机构
，when it becomes a mere institution，
如果变成一个人的机构
，when it becomes a mere tradition，
或者只是一个教会的传统
，when it becomes denominationalized，
或者变成一个宗派
，society is not touched，
这个社会的影响就没有了
，the world is not，
这个世界也不会被它改变。
When the Holy Spirit brought the resurrection life and power of the Lord Jesus into that 120.
当圣灵把耶稣基督复活的生命注入这120个人中间的时候，
3,000 more were saved.
马上有3000人被得救。
And then the whole of Jerusalem was turned upside down.
然后整个的耶路撒冷就
倒过来了。
然后耶路撒冷犹大，
Samaria,
然后撒玛利亚，
and then in the end the whole Roman world.
然后把福音传到当时的地级，就是罗马的帝国。
No theological seminaries.
那个时候没有神学院。
No great Bible schools as such.
没有什么了不起的圣经学校。
No great organization.
没有什么大的组织机构。
I'm not saying that such organizations are wrong. What I'm saying is they had nothing of it.
我并不是说机构是错误，我乃是说在那个圣灵行动的时候，没有看到这些机构的东西。
Was it the 120?
是这120人吗？
No,
不是。
It was the risen head in 120 members.
是这一位升天的基督在这120个人中间。
It is as simple as that.
就是这么简单。
Now you can see the satanic strategy.
那你看魔鬼的攻击。
Always.
他一直是如此。
Divorce the body from the head.
就是要把头跟身体分开
，substitute the head by other things，
把基督该有的地位用其他的来代替。
Wherever you look in church history，
每一次我们来看教会历史
，in every great movement of the Spirit of God，
每一次圣灵起来行动。
As it were, realigning the people of God.
都看到好像神把他的百姓重新
排队 bringing back the people of God to the original path.
把神的儿女带回到神原初的道路上。
I call them mini Pentecosts.
我叫这些都叫做小的五旬节。
For it always began with the Holy Spirit.
你可以看到都是圣灵的行动。
Whether Martin Luther，
你看马丁路德。
Or Zwingli，
Zwingli 弟兄。
Who produced the light that shone into the heart of Martin Luther？
谁把这个光照亮在马丁路德的心里
？When he suddenly understood the just shall live by faith，
义人必因信得生这句话。在他里面亮了。
Who took hold of that simple man, George Fox?
谁把那个小的那个 Fox 弟兄把他带起来
？I could go on and on, but time. We have to watch time. That's it.
我可以举很多很多的例子，但时间并不允许。
I could speak of Wesley.
我可以讲到 Wesley.
Or Whitfield.
Whitefield.
I could speak of Darby.
我可以讲到大比。
Or of Muller.
Muller 弟兄。
Or Newton.
牛顿弟兄
or some of the others,
或者很多其他有名的
I can speak
of some of the early Pentecostals.
还有一些早年的这些灵恩的弟兄们。
Some of the charismatics.
还有这些新灵恩的人。
It has turned the world upside down.
他们可以把整个的世界颠倒过来。
Every time it's been the Lord Jesus.
每一次都是耶稣基督
re-enthroned.
恢复到他的宝座的地位上。
Or let me put it this way. It has been...The fact that Jesus is enthroned at the right hand of God that has been recognized.
也就是当教会看见耶稣基督他是在父神的右边，这个地位被弟兄姊妹认识。
In every one of these movements,
每一个这样的
you have certain features.
你有看到它的特点。
The lordship of Jesus.
第一是主的地位。
The full salvation he has worked.
他整个的完备的救恩。
The absolute authority of the Word of God.
圣经的权威性。
The person and work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在每一个人身上的工作。
Fellowship.
然后彼此的团契。
In that sense, in everyone, there has been some expression of the body of Christ.
在每一个这样的圣灵的运动里头，你可以看得出来，这个身体这个见证。
Until finally man has taken over again.
然后这件事情的运作到后来被人夺取。
Well, I think we must begin to close, but may I say something about the headship of Christ?
我要在最后交通一点，这个基督的元首的地位。
Whenever this term is used, it has the body.Or the church in view.
每一次圣经讲到元首，一定是指的这个他的身体也在同时配在一起。
The lordship of Jesus can be personal, but the headship of Jesus is always corporate.
这一个每一次用到基督是元首的时候，这里是以一个团体为背景的。
Now let me.Just say something. I believe that the most vital and strategic need is the matter of the headship of the Lord Jesus.
今天最重要的，也是最具战略性的，就是让弟兄姊妹能够认识基督的元首性。
Take the leadership.
看一个教会的这些带领的弟兄们。
Real leadership is a question of men who hear the Lord.
一个真正的带领的弟兄。是他能不能够听见这个头耶稣的声音
This is on every level of church life.
那么现在所讲的这些做带领的工作的是在每一个层次上做带领工作
If we do not recognize Jesus as head,
如果我们没有能够认识耶稣基督是元首
We are in trouble.
我们有问题
And let me say something else.It is not just a question of recognizing the Lord Jesus as head. We need to have an ear that hears what he is saying.
我们不是单单只是说主耶稣是我们的元首，而实际上我们的耳朵要能够听见主耶稣的声音。
Wherever the church is built and expressed in reality.
当教会在这里建立，能够成为一个实际的发表。
The fullness of its life is dependent upon whether there are people who are able to get on their knees and seek the Lord.
是完全看这里有没有一群人能够跪下来寻求耶和华的面。
Oh, how many times I remember when I lived in Britain when we had some big problem.
我记得我当年在英国的时候，当我们的聚会有一些大的问题。
Of course, we brothers prayed about it.
是弟兄们在一起祷告。
But then we would take it to the hall.
然后我们就对所有的人。
And sometimes we would put aside the whole week's routine.
我们把一个礼拜整个的聚会都放一边。
And simply get on our knees.
我们就让大家跪下来
and seek the Lord.
我们来寻求主。
Every time that happened,
每一次当我们这样做的时候
a renewing went through the whole.
你就会发现整个教会就有一个复兴
as if the head was realigning us.
好像这个我们的元首把我们重新整顿起来。
And here is a very funny thing.
有一个很有意思的事。
Well, I say funny, I don't want to be irreverent, but it only the Lord could do this. We brothers often didn't have the answer.
我们负责弟兄没有答案的。
And then at the end of a prayer time,
在整个聚会完了以后，都祷告完以后
，some dear little old sister would come up.
我们中间一个老姐妹就会上来了
stand there almost trembling,
站在前面发抖
and would say, of course, she could hardly speak the Queen's English.
她没有办法用最标准的英文来讲
no great education,
也不是什么有受高深教育的
stand there almost as I say trembling, she would say, Father, do forgive me. I don't think it's my place to say anything. But as we were praying,I think the Lord gave me, and then she would turn it up in the scripture. And I would read, listen as she read that scripture, and I'd say, she's got it.
每一次当这样的一个情形发生的时候，就会有一个老姐妹恐惧战惊的来到台上说，很抱歉弟兄们，我不配站在这里，但是我想主给我这一句话，她就把圣经打开来，把那段圣经念出来。我们兰弟兄就说，的确是主对他说的。
She hit the nail on the head.
他一针见血。
What about all the big brothers?
这些负责弟兄怎么一点感觉都没
有 ？Oh, those big brothers, they are no good.
这些带头的弟兄没用的。
How did they not hear?
他们怎么听不见主的话
？But I tell you what the Lord said to me.
但是主是这样对我讲
：Don't get upset.
你们不需要生气。
This is the way I balance the body.
这就是我让身体平衡。
That's exactly what it says in 1 Corinthians 12.
这是哥林多前书十二章的话。
There are parts of the body that are as important as any other part, but they are not so seen.
这个身体是那个不体面的与体面的肢体，他们是平衡的。
The biggest problem with those who represent the headship of the Lord Jesus is that we become insular.Turned in on ourselves, and we don't realize it. We become proud.
今天教会的一个问题就是说，为了带头的弟兄们，自以为他们是带头，但是他们自己没有一种安全感，他们不是转向主，而是转向自己，所以造成很大的问题。
It is a tremendous thing to have an ear for the Lord, and sometimes the Lord will speak to the simplest, poorest.Weakest member of the body.
今天整个的问题就是我们能不能够听见主对教会说话，而主说话的时候，有的时候常常往往借着我们认为是最不起眼一个弱小的肢体，透过他来向教会说话。
The power in the church, the livingness in the church, the renewing.Of the church is all dependent upon hearing the head.
一个教会能不能带着能力，带着生命的冲力，新鲜的感觉，都是根据于教会的肢体能不能够听见主耶稣元首向我们所说的话。
When I was first saved, I had never read the Bible.
当我刚刚得救的时候，我没有读过圣经。
And therefore, everything about the Bible was new and, to a certain extent, strange.
所以在那个时候圣经对我是崭新的而且有点奇怪的
I used to be full of questions.
我对很多的事情不懂
questions that other people didn't seem to have but I had them in a great number
所以我在圣经里面有很多的问题别人没有问题我有问题
and one of them was to do with Moses and Aaron
这个有一个问题就是摩西跟亚伦
everywhere I went to I found they were always falling flat on their faces before the Lord
我在圣经里面看到这两个兄弟常常在主面前匍匐在主的面前。
And I thought these great men,
这些了不得的人
，all to be the leaders of God's people,
都是神所设立的领袖。
Why are they always falling on their faces before the Lord?
他们为什么每一次在主面前都趴在那里？
Every time there's a problem, they fall on their face before the Lord.
每一次有问题，他们就趴伏在主的面前。
But of all the people in the children of Israel, I thought to myself, they are the ones who know what to do.
在所有以色列人当中，这两个领袖应该知道要怎么做的。
Since the Lord has given them the law.
因为主已经把这个地位放给他们。
Why don't they do something?
那么他们应该做一些事情。
But they fell on their face before the Lord.
可是他们每次都匍匐在神的面前。
Now that is the difference between knowledge and wisdom.
这就是智慧与知识的差别。
Knowledge is knowing what the facts are.
知识是知道事情的每一件的事实真相是什么。
And many go ahead and just apply the facts.
然后我们人平常人就行动了。
Sometimes with disastrous consequences.
但是没有想到带来的却是一个大的悲剧。
Wisdom is to know from the Lord how to apply the facts.
而智慧呢，乃是能够在主的面前，知道我们怎么样运用这些我们所知道的知识。
That is why Moses was called the meekest man on the face of the earth.
这就是为什么圣经称摩西是这个世界上最谦和的人。
He was teachable.
因为他随时能够受教。
That is the key.
这是那把钥匙。
And that is why again and again and again in the history of the church has died.
这就是为什么在历史中一次再一次的教会这个死亡。
Because knowledge puffs up.
因为我们的知识越多就越自高自大。
Wisdom comes through dependence upon the Lord.
但是智慧呢，却让我们更多的依靠主。
Just two other things and I'm through.
再讲两点我就完了。
This living organism, the church,
这个教会的有机体
is so designed by God.
是神自己设计的。
That it can expand and contract.
这个身体能够扩大，也能够缩小。
It can go forward, as it were, and then retreat.
也可以前进，也可以退后。
There is a fluidity.
这一个身体有它的这一个流动性。
This church can go into caves, catacombs, fields, forests.
这个身体可以在森林里面聚会，可以在山洞里面聚会，可以在地窖里面聚会，无所谓。
The other kind of church, cut the head off, destroy the headquarters, take it over, and the church is finished.
但是另外一种教会，他把头砍掉了，然后这个身体，这个教会逐渐就死亡。
It is amazing how the real church, when it is in living union with its head.Can go through the most incredible trials and tribulations.
一个真实的教会，它能够在这个地上经过何等大的逼迫灾难，仍然为主做见证。
And come out the other end.
能够经过一切，能够得胜。
With more than it had in the beginning.
因为他们与这个元首是有活的、活生生的连结。
Well, dear folks, that's really all I wanted to say. This last thing is very simple.When Luke came to write the book of Acts,
当路加来写这一本使徒行传的时候
he dedicated it to a man called Theophilus.
他把这本书的第一句话说提阿非罗啊
He spoke about the former things that he'd written in the book in the Gospel of Luke.
他说我做前书就是指路加福音说的
And then he said,I better quote it exactly. He said, The former treatise I made, O Theophilus, concerning all that Jesus began, both to do and to teach.
提阿非罗啊，我已经做了前书，论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的。
Began.
耶稣开始。
What does he mean?
什么意思？
From the beginning of the first chapter of Acts, Jesus has ascended.
在这个使徒行传第一章，你看见升天的基督。
Why does he say began?
他为什么说开始
Both to do and to teach.
他这边讲到所行与所教训的。
unless he means that Acts is the continuation of the Lord Jesus doing and teaching through his body.
他的意思就是说, 这一本书《使徒行传》是, 前书的延伸, 耶稣继续的在那里说, 讲道行事。
The church is not an end in itself.
教会的本身不是一个目的,
it is to be a ministry to the Lord.
乃是要对来服侍主的,
it is to be a ministry to the world.
来服侍这个世界的,
it is to be a house of prayer for all nations.
是万民祷告的地方,
it is to be the place where God reveals himself.
是在这里神启示他的自己,
the place where God expresses himself.
神能够把自己启示给人。
Oh, for such a church.
这样的一个教会,
wherever there are believers,
不管在任何的地方,
if we would only simply meet in the Lord Jesus,
我们只要在主里面来聚集,
and be the expression of our risen, glorified Lord and Head.
要把这位升天的主, 来借着这一群的肢体来表达。
What a tremendous thing it would be.
这样是何等了不得的一件事呢?
I don't have much doubt that we are moving into one of the most troubled periods the world has ever seen.
我没有任何的疑问, 今天我们已经来到世界最危乱危机的一个时代。
And this trouble will affect also the United States and Canada.
这个危机要影响今天的美国。
May the Lord, in some very real way, touch the eyes of our hearts.
我求主真是摸到我们每一个人的心,
that we may know Him in His resurrection.
让我们真的认识基督在他的复活的生命上,
both personally and corporately.
不但个人, 也是一个群体。
May the Lord do it.
求主做成这样的工作。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we do pray that you will preserve anything said this evening from misinterpretation or misunderstanding.
主，我们相信你自己可以保守我们，不错解你自己的话语。
We need you, Lord.
我们需要你。
We pray that in every single assembly that is represented here this evening,
我们为每一个在这里所代表的教会来祷告,
you will cause that resurrection life and power of yours to be manifest.
你会让你自己复活的生命与大能能够彰显在这些教会身上。
Help us, Lord.
求你帮助我们。
Help us to grow up into the Lord Jesus as Head in all things.
让我们能够在主里面长大，满有你自己的身量。
To hold fast the Head.
让我们能够紧紧地抓住我们的元首,
so that the body may function.
让你的身体在地上能够尽功能。
Lord, you can do it.
只有你可以做。
We do not know what lies ahead of us.
我们并不了解前途。
Other than, Lord, we have this sense of very great trouble.
我们却有一个预感有很大的危机在前头。
Beloved Lord,
亲爱的主啊,
you have always loved us.
你一直爱着我们。
You are the good shepherd.
你是好牧人。
You've laid down your life for the sheep.
你为羊舍命。
Lord, touch our hearts.
求你今天晚上摸到我们的心。
Open us up to yourself in a new way.
让我们每一个人向你打开。
Lord, will you work in all of us?
求你在我们每一个人身上做工。
From those of us with the greatest responsibility,
从那些带有很大责任的人身上,
to those who are the most simple helps,
到最简单的弟兄姊妹的身上,
Lord, work.
主啊, 求你做工。
And may we discover something of the wonder of being in the body of our Lord Jesus.
让我们来发现, 这是何等的奇妙, 我们能够在主的身体上有一份。
We ask it in His name.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.